good morning, y'all. It's time for
not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
And a Friday installment of
not necessarily the news.
Indeed. Printed fresh daily, which is kind of silly. It's unfortunate because it's on the radio, so it's not really a visual thing. But nonetheless,
let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Hey, Hanksters. Streaming live after last night's big gathering and get-together cruise night on our Hank Facebook page. Well, tonight's lead story was last night's round one of the NFL draft. Thank you. The pick is in. Cowboys did remarkably well, and some who do this for a living are giving them, like, the best grade out of all the NFL as far as teams.
How about them Cowboys?
And I think that was very generous of
you. Well, you know, it's on a curve.
Sports director.
They took Caleb Downs, two players. Caleb Downs, he's a safety out of Ohio State. And then they took a guy named Malachi Lawrence, who's a defensive end speed rusher out of Central Florida. So, round two today, I think three also, and then the rest of the rounds will be on Saturday. Indiana quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza was the first pick in the draft. He was snapped up by the Las Vegas Raiders. And kind of interesting of note, the San Francisco 49ers, other teams may have done this, but they said they are the one, they used AI to prepare for this week's draft. The New York Jets used a magic eight ball, so that explains a lot with that.
Yeah.
So go Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
So far, so good.
And the Cowboys used Bill Clinton, so that's, you know, it's just Cowboys math.
And they tried to draft a cheerleader, and that's not really what it's all about.
Everyone's babies are growing up, and the daughters of Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are absolutely no exception. You know, their 17-year-old daughter, Sunday, showed off the gown that she will be wearing to prom this year. It's quite a number. It's got a shimmering corset. It's got tulle on the bottom. And it will fit right in to any A-listers or morning show disc jockey's budget at just $13,000.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. She's also a model, so this may help. It's by Oscar De La Renta. Also making the news rounds. Apparently this is on all of my feeds, as they say. Mm. Nicole felt sick on the set and had to go to the doctor.
Ah.
So... shit. No one
can. What you need to do.
Okay.
But I saw she filmed the scene in its entirety, though. She fought through it.
Wow.
How do we know this?
I don't know. No.
That's why we give you this kind of update. For real person news, yesterday, Trump administration reclassified marijuana as a less dangerous drug, going from a stage one to a stage three. So that's good news, unless you were planning on getting stuff done. Yeah. 420 was earlier this week. They totally missed an opportunity, by the way. On this. Basically, what this means, and on the state level, nobody's decided anything yet. This is more on the medical research front as far as that goes. It doesn't legalize it nationally or erase prior convictions or anything like that. I don't know. You could try to explain it to somebody on that, but they're just going to look at you.
But what does that mean, man?
Bruh.
I don't know.
So Zoe Saldana is making the rounds in North Texas with her role in Special Ops Lioness.
Wow.
And maybe bringing a new friend to the party. His name, Harry Styles. Rumors are swirling that she is engaged to the One Direction star. They've been dating for 8 months and showing off a sassy new ring. The singer seems to be growing up. He admits that he had to have a, quote, real, honest conversation with myself a few months ago about where he wanted to be in 5 years. And the answer, apparently, is with Zoe. Congratulations. Everyone's invited.
He had a conversation with himself, huh?
Yeah. What? Who is that? Me?
Do you have an echo in his headphones or something going on?
I don't know.
Feedback? Well, we get up on that.
We're here to help.
And North Texas News, Bimbo Bakeries has officially announced their plans to move their main operations from Horsham, Pennsylvania, over there to Irving, Texas on MacArthur Boulevard. So Bimbo's coming to Texas, which explains now why Bill Clinton
That's
was in town. That does explain why that happened.
More proof that there are some very good people in the world. One of them is named Gary Leach.
Hi, Gary.
He owns Gary's Transmissions. And a guy by the name of Lou Davis came in. He needed a whole new tranny under the hood, some motor mounts. And the price tag was going to be $2,800. Gary said, you know what? I'm going to take care of the entire bill absolutely free.
Hey.
That's because Lou is 101 years old. He said he simply couldn't charge him. Lou is happy. It will last the rest of his life. He's also a 101-year-old driving her.
Well done, Gary.
Yeah.
That's very sweet. But I bet that's what keeps him young.
I got your heartwarming story with another one here.
Oh.
So up there in Montana, Bozeman area, a moose was just out and taking a walkabout, just a little walking tour of the town of Bozeman.
Missy.
I don't know if many people are familiar with moose. They're huge. They're really huge. So usually if one comes, you just don't mess with it.
Right.
You just wait for it to do what it wants to do and leave. Well, it was kind of a warmer day up there in Bozeman, Montana. So what he did is just, on the sidewalk there in front of a business, took a nap. Right in front of a radio station.
Oh.
94.7, The Moose.
It's very brandy.
I love that.
This is a social media moment. Yeah. Did we capture it?
A little bit later on that afternoon, he just woke up, got up, and then he left the city and went about his way. So that's a cool little story. Hey, you know, I mean, we've had plenty of people take naps in front of our studio.
Yeah.
There's to have been one of those people named Hank.
It's no studio mouse.
No.
I will be honest.
And we don't normally talk to them much. A couple of new things coming out today. Third country album coming out from Ringo Starr. It's called The Long, Long Road. Yeah. It's his third one.
His third country?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Jason Aldean's got a new album, Songs About Us, 12th studio album. Guest appearances by David Lee Murphy and Luke Bryan.
Exciting.
And new in theaters today, and it is getting slaughtered by critics.
Oh,
it would be the new Michael Jackson biopic, Michael, opening today and going this weekend in theaters. It's still, though, already in the overseas markets. It's doing pretty well. So it might surprise some people, even though it's getting like a 25 on Rotten Tomatoes right now. One critic, though, did say, watching the whole thing, it's an amazing story. Unfortunately, it was very touching.
Oh, yes.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Allegedly.